that I need that.
Okay. It's 8 p.m. You can go ahead and start.
Okay, the time has come. It's 8 o'clock. This is Chaim Bravender, Rosh Yeshiva of the Web Yeshiva, and the parsha is the parsha of Emor, and we'd like to discuss some aspects of Svirat HaOmer, the counting that we're all involved with during this time between Pesach and Shavuot. So we take note first of the psukim, the two relevant psukim in the parasha of Emor, in this week's parasha. It's on the sheet, it's on your screen. Usfartim lechem, the Torah demands that we count mimocharat haShabbat. And just that you shouldn't make a mistake, Rashi says, you see the Rashi, mimocharat haShabbat, mimocharat Yom Tov. In other words, the second day of Pesach. The first day of Pesach is Yom Tov, and the second day of Pesach we start counting. Now, of course, the question is, why did the Torah confuse us by calling that day Shabbat? Because Mocharata Shabbat sounds to me like it means the day after Shabbat. Now, I accept Rashi. Rashi says, no, it's the day after Yom Tov. That's where I've started to count Svirat HaOmer for my entire life. I have no reason to argue with Rashi. I just wonder why the Torah wanted to confuse us. Now, those of you who know a little bit of history, you know that this matter, Mimocharat HaShabbat, was a cause célèbre. And a lot of Jews who organized themselves in anti-traditional groups said, no, you have to start counting from the day after Shabbat. Now, the Shabbat of Pesach varies. It's not the same every year, because Pesach starts on the 15th of Nisan, and the 15th of Nisan can be one day, it could be another day. I mean, there's no way to know which day of the week there is the 15th day, right? The second thing it says, "Yom Aviyachem et Omer HaTnufa," the pasuk. Go back to the pasuk. "Miyom Haviyachem et Omer HaTnufa" means from the day that you bring the new wheat, the Omer HaTnufa. The Omer HaTnufa, that you bring this korban of Omer, which is a certain amount, and you wave it in the Beit HaMikdash. From the day you bring that korban, we know that there are certain dinim that are connected. We can eat chadash from that time in the Medina, outside of the Beit HaMikdash. Sheva Shabbatot Temimot Tiyena. You count seven Shabbatot Temimot Tiyena. Rashi says, Milamei Shematchil Umone Miba'erev. Sheim lo kein, einan tmimot. So what does tmimot mean? What does tmimot mean? It means you start counting at night. That's when you count. That's the best stop, the optimal time to count the Sfirat HaOmer, and that's what we do. Unless we forgot or something happens, there are all kinds of details. But that's what we do. Ad mimacharat haShabbat haShvi'it, until day number 50, Mocharat Shabbat HaShvi'it, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, you have to count the 50th day, Vikraftem Mincha Chadasha Hashem, and you give me another korban, a mincha, which is a meal offering from the new wheat, Mincha Chadasha Hashem. So you have a mitzvah. The mitzvah is counting. And that counting brings together, according to the psukim, the korban that you bring on the second day of Pesach with the korban that you bring on the 50th day. Right? Both of them have to do with chadash, with the new wheat, which has to be determined and is mutar for everybody to eat after the first day of Pesach and can be brought as a korban in the Beit HaMikdash on the 50th day. The 50th day, Chag HaBikurim, the day that you bring the new meal offering in the Beit HaMikdash. So there are a couple of questions that you might ask. You say, like, what is this counting for? Why do I have to count? I mean, what sort of mitzvah is it? And we're used to mitzvot that have meaning, that change our lives, that give us a reason to think in a particular way, in a particular direction. Now, why are we counting? Why are we counting? I know we lose track of these kind of questions. We prefer to think, did I do it right? Did I do it wrong? Okay, I mean, I still think that asking the question, like, why are we counting, might be important. I mean, if I would know why we are counting, then maybe that would change me. I would be able to understand things better. That's one question. Why are we counting? But there's another question. If, in fact, we're supposed to count from the day after the Yontif of Pesach, the first day of Pesach, we had a Seder. We said Hallel. We said Hallel again. And we maybe said Hallel a third time, depending on the Minhagim. And then we start Sfirat HaOmer. And we don't know why we started Sfirat HaOmer, but we do know that we start the day after Yom Tov, in spite of the fact that the Pasuk says B'mocharat HaShabbat. And even those who don't know Hebrew very well, I imagine that they think that they understand what B'mocharat HaShabbat means. They're not such complicated words. The day after Shabbat. And no, Rashi says it's not the day after Shabbat, it's the day after Yom Tov. And even though we are very clever, and we will have people who will prove without a doubt that Shabbat could be Yom Tov, but what's the reason for that confusion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed upon us? Why do we need to be confused? Why do we need to be very clever to figure out that Shabbat could mean Yom Tov? And we know that this caused us difficulty over the years. That the tztukim and the baitusim, the other side, the ones who disagreed with the rabbanim, they said no. They said b'mocharat haShabbat means the day after the Shabbat of Pesach. That's what they said. And this was taken up by the Karaites. Karaites were a force at a certain period in history. There are even Karaites who that exist a little bit in Eretz Israel today. I'm not sure that you've ever seen them or talked to them, but they exist. Not so with very limited power and influence, but there was a time when they were powerful. There was a time they were powerful. So these two questions really bother me. Like, why do I have to count? And I think, you know, when you count, everybody's worried about the way you count, the words that you say. I mean, all of these are legitimate and correct, but they are a distraction from the question that I'm asking, which is, why count? Why does Korban A have something to do with Korban B? In order to understand the next problem that has to do with Sfirat HaOmer, I have to tell you a little bit about the calendar that we use. The calendar that we use came to be after the period of the Tanaim, which doesn't mean to say that there was no calendar before, that nobody knew anything about calendars. It just means that when we think of a finished product calendar, we think of a time after the Tanaim, after Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, his grandson, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. He had something to do. He had something to do with making a calendar. Now, in this calendar, when the Chachamim made this calendar, they decided to do something remarkable. They decided to make Chag HaBikurim, the holiday that we celebrate on the 50th day, right? They decided to make that holiday into Zman Matan Toratenu. Zman Matan Toratenu. Now, how'd they do that? Well, they said that when you count 50 days, we just have to make sure that that 50th day is the sixth day of Sivan. Because the sixth day of Sivan was the day of Matan Torah. I mean, that also is a machlokas in the Gemara, but okay. Let's say it is, right? Again, the sixth day of Sivan is the day of Matan Torah. And the Chachamim made sure when they made the calendar that the sixth day of Sivan would always come out on the 50th day of Svirat HaOmer. Always. Now, this is not such an easy thing to do. Not such an easy thing to do because you know that between Pesach and Shavuot, there are twice, it's two Rosh Chodesh, Iyar and Sivan. And you know that on Rosh Chodesh, that Rosh Chodesh could either be today or could be tomorrow. It depends when the witnesses come. There is no, originally, in the original kind of idea, Rosh Chodesh was a movable feast. It could be a day more, a day later. That means that every year it'd have to be different. It wouldn't come out, Svav Sivan wouldn't come out easily on the day of the 50th day. It wouldn't happen. So the Chachamim made an arbitrary calendar and kind of ignored the real Rosh Chodesh. And they made this calendar so that it would always happen that the 50th day after Rosh Chodesh, after Chag HaPesach, would always be Vav Sivan, and they created a holiday called Shavuot. We call it Shavuot. But when we mention it in the Tfilah or in Kiddush, we say Zman Matan Toratenu. It's the time of the giving of the Torah. So you see that the time of the giving of the Torah, the time of the giving of the Torah was a creation. It was a creation from the time of the Tanoim. That somehow, before that time, I mean, there was no Zman Matan Toratenu, there was only Chag HaBikurim. There was only Chag HaMikurim. Now let's look at the Rambam and the Guide to the Perplexed. I mean, assuming that you have more or less understood this business about the calendar. I mean, I want you to understand the calendar repeats itself. I mean, you know, we get a new calendar like every year. Like the Manischewitz would send you a calendar. But in Israel, we get it from other organizations. You get a calendar every year. So I don't think about it too much. But you know that the calendar is actually preset. I could get, that's why I could put a calendar in my phone. And it'll go forever, right? It only, because there are only 28 or so variations, and they repeat themselves. Here is the Rambam, the Guide to the Perplexed, Part 3, Chapter 43. The precepts of the eighth class are enumerated in the section on seasons. Sefer Zmanim. With few exceptions, the reasons for all of them stated in the law. Right, stated in the law. So the Rambam, you know, in the Guide to the Perplexed, undertook to explain all of the halachot, why you have them and what they do for you. And here he is. He says the Feast of Weeks on the third line. Feast of Weeks, that Shavuot, is the anniversary of the revelation on Mount Sinai. Is the anniversary of the revelation on Mount Sinai. What does the Rambam say? That Shavuot is about Matan Torah. He doesn't say the Torah doesn't say it's about Matan Torah. He says that's what it is. It's the anniversary of the revelation on Mount Sinai. In order to raise the importance of this day, in order to make sure everybody understands that Matan Torah was an important moment, in order that everybody should understand that Matan Torah was something that you have to think about, in order to raise the importance of this day, we count the days that pass since the preceding festival, just as one who expects the most intimate friend on a certain day counts the days and even the hours. This is the reason why we count the days that pass since the offering of the Omer, between the anniversary of a departure from Egypt and the anniversary of the law giving. The latter was the aim and object of the Exodus from Egypt. The latter, the receiving the Torah. I mean, we didn't just leave Mitzrayim because it was an ecological problem. We left Mitzrayim to get the Torah. And thus God said, I brought you unto myself. That's what happened. They left Mitzrayim and they came to God, as that great revelation took place only on one day. So we keep its anniversary only one day. That one day is Shavuot, what we call Shavuot. But if the eating of unleavened bread on Passover were commanded for one day, we should not have noticed it, and its object would not have been manifest. For it frequently happens that we take the same kind of food for 2 or 3 days. But by our continuing for a whole period of 7 days to eat unleavened bread, its object becomes clear and evident. So the Rambam says that there's a holiday, and that holiday is called Shavuot. And that holiday is about Matan Torah. And why do we count 50 days before we come to that holiday? Because it was important. We designate how important it is. We teach ourselves and those that we are involved with how important that day is. How important that day is. But I asked the Rambam, but that's not the case. There was a different holiday in the Torah. That's the holiday of Bikurim, the holiday of the bread you brought to the Korban Mincha that you brought on the second day of Pesach, and the Korban Shtei Lechem that you brought on Shavuot. What is the Rambam talking about? What praise the Rambam talking about? One more piece of information, I think it's important. Here the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Uchot Pesach Sumitav Peites. The Shulchan Aruch says, B'leil Sheini Achar Tfilat Aravit, Matchilim Lispor HaOmer. On the second day after when we daven Maariv, first we daven Maariv, that's our minhag. We daven, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, but Chilin Spara Omer, we count, right, the first day of the Omer after Maariv. Vim Shachach Lispor B'Tchilat HaLaila, you forgot to do it at the beginning of the night. Olech V'Sofer Kol HaLaila, he can count all night. I mean, he should count at the beginning of the night, but he can count all night long if he forgot. U'mitzvah al kol echad lispor la'atzmo is a mitzvah to count. V'tzarich lispor me'umad u'leverech tchila. You have to stand up. Important things. You stand for important things. And you count b'tchilat ha'layla. V'sofer Ayamim v'Shavuot. The Shulchan Aruch goes on to count, show you how you count and what you count and what you say. This is the Shulchan Aruch on Sfirat HaOmer. Now the Be'er Halacha, in the Be'er Halacha, that's the Chofetz Chaim's commentary, one of the three commentaries that he wrote on the Shulchan Aruch. So he says this, Lispor HaOmer. He says, "Hinei dat haRambam vaChinuch." Right? Remember, the Rambam wrote a big book of halacha called Mishneh Torah, and the Chinuch was a kind of a commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvot that the Rambam wrote. So the Rambam and the Chinuch usually agree with each other. Shehu noheg min haTorah gamata. Imagine that the Rambam says. The Rambam says that Sfirat HaOmer is a mitzvah min haTorah. Now, just think of what that means. Av achein da'at hatur, but he quotes other sources with Shulchan Aruch, v'kama poskim sheina bizman azeh elazecher lamikdash. Today, you count Sfirat HaOmer remembering the Beit HaMikdash. Shekrivu Omer. They brought a korban called the Korban HaOmer on the second day of Pesach. V'chein hu sugyat haposkim b'siman ze. Achein be'emet. Arambam gamkein lav yechida ahu. The Rambam does not stand alone b'dato. Shegam dat Rabbeinu Yeshaya kein. He quotes others who agree with the Rambam. Who Ayoin b'shibole alechet, reish simon, reish lamedalet, ve'ekeinu gam kein dat, Rabbi Yamin sham, ayein sham. So this is the Mishnah Berurah, who is justifying the Rambam by teaching us that there are others who had the same opinion. It wasn't like the Rambam is some kind of renegade idea, but it's a real idea. So I say, okay, I have a lot of respect for all of the people that the Mishnah Berurah mentions here. It mentions a lot of people. I agree. It's impressive. But what does it mean? What do you mean? The Torah says specifically you count the 50 days from Korban A to Korban B. Now there's no Beit HaMikdash. And there's no Korban A, and there's no Korban B. We don't do any of it as the Torah said that we should do. All we could do is a Zecher. We have the memory of it. We could still do it. We could be very careful about the way we do it. But one would think that the Shulchan Aruch and others are correct when they say that it's not Doraita. The Doraita matter demands that there's a Beit HaMikdash, that there are Korbanot, that we count in order to get from point A to point B, and there's some kind of reason for that. The Mishnah Berurah points out several other interesting ideas. Okay. So we're focusing on the Rambam. The Rambam said, and he said in the Mor Nebuchim, that the mitzvah of Shavuot, of Matan Torah, is the explanation. It's fine. It is an explanation. And the Rambam also said that it's all Midoraita. How could he say that? What did he think? What did the Rambam think? So there's a pasuk in Devarim. Before we saw the pasuk in Emor, our parasha, right? Maybe we should look at it again. Shouldn't look at it again. Svartim lachem imocharata Shabbat. I think now it's like clearer. My questions are also clearer. Miyom haviyachem et omra tnufa korban A, sheva Shabbatot timimot yena, 49 days. Ad mimocharata Shabbat ha-shviyit, until the 7 weeks are completed, tisperu hamishim yom, you count. Well, 49, the 50th day you get for free. It's the day after the 49. V'kraftem mincha chadasha l'Hashem, and you bring another korban. That's what it says. So the problem we have is, why count? So the Rambam said, well, you count because it's important. Well, what's so important? What's important? Because it's the day of Matan Torah. Well, here the pasuk doesn't say it's the day of Matan Torah. It says a day of bringing a korban. So it would seem that the Shulchan Aruch was right, that the Shulchan Aruch says that. That it's only midrabanan today. It's only a remembrance of what we do it because we can. Not because we're accomplishing what the Torah asks us to do. We can't accomplish that. So I ask one more question. One more question that I think is of importance. How come? How come? How come the Torah tells us that every year we should celebrate Yitziat Mitzrayim and eat a matzah? Every year again and again, it was a big deal. And the Torah tells us we should sit in a sukkah every year. Big deal. God protected us. We sat the sukkah. How come the Torah doesn't tell us to celebrate Matan Torah? I mean, that was a big deal. He could argue that it was a bigger deal. As we saw, the reason for Yitziat Mitzrayim was to get the Torah. So why didn't the Torah designate a day? Why did the Torah designate a day for Matan Torah? Why did we have to wait 1,000 years until the Chachamim came along and said, oh, count Sviat HaOmer, that's something to do with Matan Torah. And so this idea that Matan Torah is the purpose, is a pasuk. God said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you see it here. Just 1 second. Shmot perikimol pasuk yud bet. Vayomer, ki yeimach. Don't you have to doubt, Moshe Rabbeinu, that you'll be able to accomplish this. Vizelecha ot ki anochi shelachticha, motziacha et ha'am in Mitzrayim. You'll take them out of Mitzrayim, and that's how you will know that you're successful. And then, Ta'avdun et Elokim al Hahar Hazeh. That's the purpose. You'll serve God at this. Not the purpose is not to get them out of Mitzrayim, but there's a higher purpose. And that higher purpose is Ta'avdun et Elokim al Hahar Hazeh. That's what you came coming out of Mitzrayim about. That's the whole point. So why don't we have a holiday for Matan Torah? Why do we have that holiday? Why does it have to be snuck in somehow? What is that? So I want to point out first the pasuk in Dvarim at the top of the sheet. Dvarim perek tet zayin pasuk tet. It says Shiva Shavuot tisbor lach me'achel chermesh v'kama. When the wheat starts growing, it's standing. Te'achel ispor Shiva Shavuot. Vasita chag shavuot l'Hashem Elokecha misat nidvat yadcha shetitein kashe yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha. What is this pasuk about? You look at it and tell me. Again, we'll read it again. Shiva shavuot. There's a pasuk in the Torah. It's not for my fault. It's right there. Shiva shavuot ispor lach. Count 7 days, 7 weeks, we know, from Pesach until Shavuot. Me'achel chermesh bakama, tachel espos shiva Shavuot. From the beginning, when, you know, Pesach. Count the 7 weeks. Vasita chag Shavuot la'Hashem Elokecha. And then at the end of the 7 weeks, you do chag HaShavuot. Well, what is Chag HaShavuot? It doesn't say. It's like an empty pasuk. It has words, but we don't know what it is talking about. Me'achel chermesh v'kama, when the wheat grows, when they're standing. Tachel ispor shiva shavuot. Why am I counting Shiva Shavuot, Pasuk Yud, Vaseita Chag HaShavuot, L'Hashem Elokecha. What is that? What is the Chag HaShavuot, the holiday that is based on the counting of the weeks? What is that? So I think the Torah gave us another holiday, a holiday called Shavuot, and said to us, not me or even the people here, but said to those who, for whom it was relevant, that in the holiday discussed in the parasha of Emor, which is the holiday of Bikurim, the holiday of Beit HaMikdash, the holiday of a korban to a korban, the Omer korban to the Shtei Alechem korban, the holiday of Pesach to Shavuot, and the counting of the 50 days from one to the other, there is another holiday. There's another holiday here in the pasuk in Perek Tet Zayin in Dvarim, pasuk Tet. There's a holiday. Starts from Shiva Shavuot Tispor Lecha, and then Vasita Chag. It says it. Shavuot LaShem Elokecha. What's the point? What is the Chag about? What is the Chag about? Well, it's about what the Chachamim are going to discover. Right? Life is full of discoveries. But if we agree, as the Ramban said, maybe Rabban, the Rabbeinu B'chaya, they said that, you know why there's no holiday for Zman Matan Torateinu? Because we're always in Zman Matan Torateinu. And when is it, where is that always? Well, when they built the Mishkan, it was in the Mishkan. The Ramban proves that the Mishkan in the desert had a lot of elements of Matan Torah in it, besides the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down and taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, which he then taught to Bnei Yisrael, so that this was going on every single day. And hidden in that Mishkan is the Aron Kodesh, which had the Luchot, which was brought down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Moshe Rabbeinu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Bnei Yisrael. That's how it was. That's how it was. And that morphed with difficulty, but without a doubt, into the Beit HaMikdash. In the Beit HaMikdash, there was also a Kodesh Kodeshim. And in the Kodesh Kodeshim, there was an Aron Kodesh. And in the Aron Kodesh, there were Luchot. And the Luchot were from Sinai. They were the exemplar of Matan Torah. Every day. But when the Churban took place, Churban Beit HaMikdash, the second temple was destroyed. This idea that we live within the context of Matan Torah, it ceased to exist. We didn't have the Beit HaMikdash. So the Chachamim looked around and they said, it's in the Torah. The Torah tells us what to do. Shiva Shavuot Tispol Lecha, Shiva Shavuot Tispol Lecha, Vasita Chag Shavuot Hashem Elokecha. You have to create the holiday that is left in these in this pasuk, and that holiday was called Zman Matan Torateinu. And so the Rambam is justified. I don't know if that's what the Rambam meant. But the idea in the Rambam, the idea that it's that counting is the Oraita, in spite of the fact that we have no Beit HaMikdash, in spite of the fact that there's no Korban Omer and no Korban Shtei Alechem, these Korbanot don't exist. But the Rambam says counting is midoraita because here's the Pasuk. It's right there. The Pasuk is right there. And once the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed and the Beit HaMikdash no longer existed, that had to be some other way of designating the day on which the Torah was given. And that's in this Pasuk. That's in this Pasuk. I mean, you could say, as the others say, that Shiva Shavuot Ismolecha is just a repeat of what went on in the parasha, in our parasha of Vayikra. But I don't think that is the case. And that change, the idea that you needed a special holiday of Matan Torah, that affected the fact that the words Mimocharat HaShabbat, Mocharat HaShabbat had to mean make sure the 50th day is Shavuot, is Yom Matan Torateinu, the day that the Torah was given. Now, I don't know if the word Shabbat in that Pasuk always meant Yom Tov, or meant Yom Tov only after the calendar was established. But we can understand that either is possible. It's possible. But we know why it is that there had to be, that the Mimocharat HaShabbat had to be the first day of Pesach. Because that was the only way that the other holiday could be established. The other holiday meeting. the holiday of Matan Torah. So you see, I mean, if this assessment is correct, we see that the Torah Shebichtav, even the Torah Shebichtav, and there are other hints of this matter in other parts of the Torah, but here you see that the Torah Shebichtav contains an option for a different time. It couldn't be from the beginning, because from the beginning we had the Mishkan, and we had the Mishkan, and we had the Beit HaMikdash, and we were involved in the day of Matan Torah Teinu, which could be every day. But there's a pasuk that says that there's a time that will come when you'll have to use this pasuk in order to create a holiday, because the Beit HaMikdash will no longer be the source of that kind of strength. Have a good Shabbos. All the best.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.